Good evening, anglers. Welcome to Hooked on Fly Fishing. I'm Colin Shepherd, and it's Friday, the 24th of August. Hooked on Fly Fishing is proudly supported by Rod and Reel Tackle in Newmarket. They have the biggest range of fly fishing and fly tying gear in New Zealand. Now, the staff at Rod and Reel will help you choose that gear. More importantly, they will show you how to use it. Have a look at their website, rodandreel.co.nz. Now, on tonight's show, we have some fly fishing news. Met Service has provided us with accurate weather forecasts. We check out some river flows and levels with Waikato Regional Council, Bay of Plenty Regional Council, and Genesis Energy. Our fresh water reporters check in, give you all the latest intel before you fish the weekend. And we will, of course, finish with the fly fishing tip of the week. Some fly fishing news. The moon phases. The next full moon is on the 26th, yes, Sunday. A full moon occurs when the apparent longitudes of the moon and sun differ by 180 degrees. At this time, 100% of the moon's visible surface is illuminated. What does it mean? Well, around the time of the full moon, fish are sluggish and less likely to strike at your choice of fly. You still go fishing, of course you do. You just put in more time and effort. Remember the saying, new moon, fisherman's favourite, full moon, fisherman's folly. The Rise Fly Fishing Film Festival is underway again, and the next venue is Taupo on the 26th, Hawke's Bay on the 27th, Palmerston North on the 29th, and Wellington on the 30th of this month. Now, tickets and prices, all the details, venues, etc., are online at gin-clear.com. gin-clear.com. The new 2018-2019 fishing season is fast approaching. Their new licenses are available online now, and all you have to do is just go to the Fish and Game website, fishandgame.org.nz, put in your existing license number and all your details come up. It's very easy. fishandgame.org.nz. Now remember, if you're fishing the Taupo Turangi region, you will need a separate license, and the season start and finish dates are different. You need to be careful. All the information for Taupo Turangi is on the Department of Conservation website, doc.govt.nz, doc.government.nz. Remember, it is the angler's responsibility to know the regulations and to have a current licence. If you have any news about upcoming fly fishing events, fishing reports, or any comment about fly fishing in general, you can contact the Hooked on Fly Fishing radio show by emailing me, Colin, on col.pam@xtra.co.nz. That is col.pam@xtra.co.nz. Okay, let's look at some weather with Met Service. If you're interested in saltwater fly fishing, the Auckland Marine Forecast. Warning. Strong wind advisory in force for the Hauraki Gulf and the area from Bream Head to Cape Colville. The situation. Southwesterlies affect the area until a broad high over the Tasman Sea moves over the area on the weekend. Late Tuesday, an active trough approaches the area from the Tasman Sea. Now, the forecast for Manukau and Waitemata harbours, Saturday. Southwest 15 knots, rising to 20 knots, gusting 30 knots for a time in the morning and afternoon. Sea becoming moderate for a time in the morning and afternoon. Fair visibility in a few showers, becoming isolated late morning and fine spells increasing. The outlook for Sunday. Southwest 15 knots, easing to 10 knots in the morning and variable 5 knots in the afternoon. Showers clearing in the morning, then mainly fine. Be careful at sea. Met Service Waikato, Saturday. Long fine spells with areas of morning frosts and fog. However, a few showers becoming confined to the coast in the afternoon. Fresh southwesterlies developing late morning but easing overnight. Sunday in the Waikato. Mainly fine, with areas of morning frosts and fog. However, a few light showers in the morning, light winds. Met Service Rotorua, Saturday. Areas of morning and evening cloud or fog, otherwise fine, with early frost. Southwesterlies easing. Sunday in Rotorua. Areas of morning and evening low cloud, otherwise fine with early frosts, light winds. If you're fishing in the Taupo region, Saturday, areas of morning and evening cloud, otherwise fine, southwesterlies easing. Sunday in the Taupo region, areas of morning and evening cloud, light winds. Now if you're up and over the hill into Taumarunui, forecast for Saturday, mainly fine, but morning frosts and fog and isolated afternoon showers, southwesterly breezes. Sunday in Taumarunui, fine, apart from areas of morning frosts, some evening cloud developing, light winds. For our South Island listeners in the Canterbury Plains region, Saturday, cloudy periods and isolated showers, clearing to fine from the south late morning and early afternoon. Southwesterlies developing in the morning, then dying out in the afternoon. Sunday on the Canterbury Plains, fine apart from possibly early morning fog, light winds. Overall, not too bad, thanks to Met Service for those reports. Let's look at some river levels. The Pūnu River, remember that above Sea Fund Road is closed, downstream of Sea Fund Road is open all year. The Pūnu is 23 kilometres south of Te Awamutu. It's currently at 11.56 metres, up a little bit. However, it's flowing at 47 cubic metres per second, too fast to fish, dirty. This river fishes best at about 9 metres and 7 cubic metres, not 47. The Mangatutu River is closed, don't fish there. The Ohinamuri River, measured at Karangahake between Pāhoa and Waihi, is currently at 12.1 metres. It is falling. It's flowing at 13 cubic metres per second. That's down on last week. Tauranga Taupo River at the southern end of Lake Taupo is at 0.95 of a metre. That's well up, almost double last week. The Waipa River, measured at Otiwa, remember it's open below Toa Bridge all year, is at 76.6 metres and rising. It's flowing at 36 cubic metres per second. Dirty, too fast to fish. For the second week in a row, the Nongatahaa River, measured at State Highway 5, is no data available. There's something wrong with the meter. Whakapapa River's closed, don't go there. The Whanganui River, measured at Piriaka, is at 65 cubic metres per second. That's down from a high of 227 cubic metres per second. The Tongariro River at Durangi is at 45 cubic metres per second, down from a high of 83. As you heard, the weather, some rain's expected this weekend. It will be windy. You need to enjoy the fishing, but you need to be very careful when wading. Thanks to Waikato Regional Council, Bay of Plenty Regional Council and Genesis Energy for the information. We do appreciate that. Okay. Let's have a very quick break and then the first of our fishing reports. You've gone fly fishing on Planet FM 104.6. Now, Bert Robinson's an interesting character. He's a long-time Rotorua resident, but an even longer-time Rotorua angler. And that's exactly why we want to talk to him on the Friday night before you fish the weekend. Good evening, Bert.
Hey, Colin.
Hey, well.
Yeah, it's a bit.
Very good. Since we spoke last week, how's the weather been in the Rotorua region?
Wet, warm, cold, yep. Windy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty much anything you want, actually.
Okay. You've had one of the wettest years, must be on record.
It's getting close. Certainly the last 3 years here have been, over the winter's been pretty wet. Certainly been quite mild, although we did have quite a good frost this morning, and we've got a southerly coming through that is not overly strong, but is as lazy as hell. It just cuts straight through you.
Doesn't bother going round, eh? Okay, looks as though you've got some fine days coming up. Next 2 or 3 days, pretty good.
Yeah, sounds like it from what I've seen, and that'll mean frost in the morning, possibly black frost, depending on the conditions. Certainly this morning it was quite a good one. I think it was about 1 degree this morning, and tomorrow may, because the air temperature has actually dropped significantly over the day, I suspect it was snowing down on the mountains to the south, so we probably could go down to a minus one or two frost in the morning and for the next few days. So would pay to be very careful when driving, particularly early hours of the morning, but also late at night.
The old black eye, so you can't see it, and it can catch you out really quickly. Yes.
Sure can.
Good point, well mentioned. Now, what's it all done to the lake temperatures and the rivers, of course?
Well, lake temperatures haven't changed. They've bottomed out a couple of months ago, and certainly haven't changed overly much. Even though we've had a relatively mild winter, they've stayed where they normally are this time of the year. Mm-hmm. It's kept the rivers and streams entering into Lake Rotorua in particular a bit murky at times and horrendously murky at others, so it's a matter of being here at the right place at the right time. I suspect that probably wasn't much, very little rain today, nothing much yesterday afternoon, but quite a bit in the morning. So Sunday, late Saturday, Sunday probably be quite good for the streams around here. Lake levels around the area still pretty high. River quite are still way up there, and that's not going to come down for probably a couple of years, actually. We've got a hot summer coming up, but it may not drop them overly much. You've got Okaro, which is still producing fish. Napuri, which is a lovely little lake to fish, especially if you've got a small boat or a float tube, or kayak even. Some great fish to be caught in that little lake too, and it's surprisingly deep. I found areas over 26 metres deep, which is quite a good depth.
It is.
And some relatively large fish in there in at times. So they're all those areas, places are in the same area, so they're easily accessed. You've got still got the occasional fish coming in to the spawning areas at the liberation points, but some of the natural spawning areas have still got fish coming through. Ngongataha, Wairiti, Utahina, and the Kaituna. And of course, there's been a few whitebait up the Kaituna, so they'll should hit here in a week or so. And you get trout following them up, both browns and rainbows, so they're certainly worth looking at that area. Nymphing, although at the moment it definitely is nymphing that's working in the best. Little stoneflies and things like that that are doing very, very well. Outside the front of the Ahau Channel, in the open area of Lake Rotorua, some quite good fish being caught there at times. The lake level is not too bad. I heard today that the Lake Rotorua level is upper mid-range in level, so there's a little bit of hole back possibly into Rotorua, but not a lot, so access out the front should be relatively easy for people of relatively tall stature.
Does Bay of Plenty Regional Council, do they manipulate the lake levels?
Yeah, they've got a horrendous job, to be honest. We've had a lot of complaints about the water levels being too high for usage for the particularly the kayakers, and then we're talking the guys who run businesses, the kayakers and some of the others, rafters and stuff. And one guy who was interviewed for an article down here said he had to refund $15,000 in one day. Now that's got to hurt. But it's an unfortunate fact of life is that the regional council have very strict guidelines to work within, and of course there's a lot of work being done down at Makatu at the moment. I've got one of the main stop banks in because they're redirecting a significant amount of water from the Kaituna back into the wetland which comes out through beside Makatu Township.
Yes.
And so there's a lot of work going on down there, and I've stopped anglers down there from getting in there because it's a workspace area, and also had to close one of the boat ramps there, which gave easy access to the sea. But if they get too much water down, it could do a lot of damage in a short space of time, and of course we've had so much rain over the winter that the ground is waterlogged, so the water's running off. It's not being absorbed, so we're getting more water virtually straight into the rivers and streams. And, of course, with two big lakes feeding the Kaituna River, Rotorua and Raitoiti, plus all the feeder streams on the way down, there could be a significant amount of water come through very, very quickly. And they have to... they've got an upper limit and a lower limit to work to, and when it gets towards the upper limit, they have to dump water, but they have to dump in such a way that it doesn't impact too much downstream, because there's a lot of low-lying farms down there as well. So they've got a hell of a job. I certainly wouldn't want to have too much to do with running that system, that's for sure. And of course, once they lift the gates and let more water down, that can quickly take the make the Kaituna River unusable. It does, however, tend to improve the fishing. As most anglers will know, the start of a fresh will extra water coming down acts like a flood, and of course the fish start to feed, and that can make quite a difference at all. If you're there at the right place, at the right time, you can certainly pick up on the fish that are actively feeding.
I agree, yes. And now, some years ago, Makatu, the little township, got devastated, didn't it, with flooding?
Oh, it hasn't really. There's been flooding. I mean, it's a low-lying area as well, although it is a little way above the sea, but very little water's been going down into the estuary. And, of course, the estuary, prior to mid-1970s, I think it was an absolutely amazing place. It was a fish nursery, basically, for sea fish. There were flounder, there were baby snapper, trevally, kahawa, you name it, it was in there. And it was a source of food. There was, you could easily flounder, but a lot of those areas that were underwater in the estuary now are built up and had vegetation growing on them. And some of the upper parts have actually been converted into farmland. So there's always that problem with low-lying areas like that flooding. Through natural events, but also, you know, with the pulses that have to come down from Lake Rotorua and Rotorua.
That's right. Sometimes you just got to spill water. You just can't get around it.
Can't get around it because statutory requirement that they can't go above the upper limit. And it's all to do with resource consents. And they're expected, although they administer resource consents for other people, they also have resource consents for themselves, and they're expected to follow the law as well.
Yeah, I agree. That's a difficult position.
Oh, rock and a hard place situation, that's for sure.
Just thinking about high lake levels, as you said, Ruifakaitu has been high for a long, long time. When you have a high lake level, as in like Taupo was very, very high last year, you don't get to such defined stream mouth rips.
No, you don't. But again, Taupo is another one where there is an upper and lower limit on the lake as well, and that's administered. Again, that's consented, and they have to hold back or dump water depending on the weather conditions at the time. And it, but with the length of the Waikato River, which of course comes out of Lake Taupo, there are a number of hydro lakes on there, so there is some storage ability to take the pulse out too great, but sometimes you, they just can't do it. I mean, there's over 1,000 tributaries alone just on the Waikato River feeding in there, and of course that's a huge amount of water that could come down, and if you get extensive really bad weather patterns with lots and lots of rain, there's a huge area that, that will be producing water running straight off into the streams and into the main river. And that again can cause problems. And again, they're running under consents as well. So, as much as we sometimes malign the regional councils, they, some parts of them have a very, very tough job.
I agree. It's interesting, the Waikato River system. I know a guy who works at one of the dam. He's a dam operator. And the way they manage the water into one, a little bit out of the next one, fill the next lower, you know, it's yep. pretty tricky stuff.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And this is, we don't have that that ability. Once they let water out of the Kaituna gates, it's...
she's off.
She's off and racing down to the sea. And, of course, down, and once you get through into Paengaroa, because it runs right through there, just... east or west? I can never remember. As you're going towards Te Puke, you cross over the Kaituna again, and the further down it goes, the lower the land is, and the more chance there is of it busting through and flooding, you know, thousands of hectares of land.
Okay. Now, relatively good forecast for Saturday, Sunday, even into Monday, Tuesday afternoon.
Yeah.
Where would Bert Robinson be fishing this weekend, Rotorua region?
I'd probably look at the Nongataha access off Western Road in Nongataha itself, Streamdale. Gives you good access to a reserve down in there. There's certainly worth a look up there. You can stalk browns. It is quite tough country to fish, but... It's certainly worth it. Even if you just want to go and look at fish, it's certainly worthwhile. And, of course, we're not that far away from the opening of the season, although the upper reaches of those three main tributaries in coming into Rotorua are still closed till December 1.
Yes.
Everything else opens up, and including Rotowiti. So you've got above the control gates that tends to fish very, very well right through until November. And, of course, the Ohau Channel opens, and that on October 1 as well. So you've still got fish spawning up in there as well.
Yeah, it's all looking good. All right, thank you for that, Bert. We do appreciate the catch-up. Your contact details, please.
Yeah, and I'm on right there. I am on 027-289-6079. Just flick us a text or give us a call, and I'll update you as best I can on what's happening down here.
Well, there's the offer, anglers. Rotorua Fishing. Talk to Bert Robinson, 027-289-6079. Bert, we do appreciate it. Thank you very much. Enjoy the weekend.
No problem. I'll give it a shot.
Thanks, Bert.
Okay. See ya. Bye.
Mr. Bert Robinson, Rotorua. Thank you. Okay, have a quick break. More fishing stuff.
Look up your chimney. The sky ain't
You're hooked on fly fishing on Planet FM 104.6. Stella Gordon is a long-time resident of the Te Apo Tūrung area. And Stella is an expert on fishing the rivers and lakes of the Central Plateau. Stella is live on air with us now. Good evening, Stella.
Hello, how are you?
Very good. You've been well down there?
We are. We're drying out.
Well, I looked at your river levels late this afternoon.
I know.
Gosh, the Tongariro shot up. The Whanganui went up to 200-something cubic metres.
Unbelievable. We've had unbelievable rain. We had, I think, 120-something 8 mils on Sunday.
Yes.
Let alone what we had on Wednesday night, which brought it up on Thursday, as you can well imagine. I mean, it has simply been amazing. I've never seen water lying in places that we have had lying. Okay. I mean, the water table's just so high, the lake level's so high.
Yes.
And we're actually, quite frankly, over it. And now we've got pollen, so you know what I mean? It's not only have you got water, but we've now got everything is yellow.
Yeah.
And, yeah. But fishing's going to be fantastic.
Okay. Now, we've just been talking to Bert Robinson in Rotorua.
Yes.
And, of course, he's had a huge amount of rain all year, and their water table's up, and people are moaning when they spill water down the Kaituna. You can't go rafting. You just can't win. There's too much.
I know,
water.
But it's the same with the Waikato. I mean, every single lake down the Waikato is completely full. So, you know, I mean, realistically, you know, there is just absolutely nothing you can do. I mean, and then you just have all you have to have is a king tide or northerlies or westerlies on that coast. I mean, it is, yeah, it's very, very difficult. I don't actually know quite what we meant to do about it, but it's just life. It's just one of those periods. I mean, I was telling someone today that I was actually reading some little diaries that pertain to some farmers in the Rangitiki in the early part of the century, like 1900 to 1940, and they had periods where there were 7 years without rain, you know, and of course, people all have very short memories.
Mm.
And you think to yourself, 7 years is a long time without rain.
Yes, hell yeah. We look forward to that at the moment.
I know. Well, it looks as though our long-term forecast is fairly good, isn't it? I mean, it looks as though we're going to have a very hot, dry summer. So
yes.
All we pray is that we don't get easterlies. Fingers crossed.
Now, your local river, just across the road from you, the Tauranga Taupo, that shot up a huge amount as well.
Absolutely incredible.
Yeah.
No, we had it rose very quickly yesterday and continued to rise very quickly until about 3 o'clock, and then obviously tipped over and then has continued to drop away very steadily all day.
Okay.
Thank goodness.
Will it be all right tomorrow?
I would imagine that it will be fishable, probably to the wet liners rather than perhaps the nymphas, or the nymphas to the edge. And lower down, as one can well imagine. I mean, I've talked to a few. We've had a horrendous wind today, so, unbelievable wind. So, for the latter part of this afternoon, when things sorted themselves out, the wind dropped away, and anglers were actually boat fish who'd been out in the lake. And there's been quite a few over the last few hours have made the most of it, and they've picked up a lot of fish around the river mouths, which is in the shallows, which is you know, very positive. So, naturally, a lot of those fish have been washed out. And we'll then renegotiate the journey in the morning if the sediment has dropped out of the rivers, which it will, and once that happens, we'll be away. Mm. So Sunday, Mondays will be the best days, I have no doubt, if we have no more rain. And in the long-term forecast, it's looking very positive. So,
So
it's just that fishing is going to be hard to some degree. You've got volume.
Okay. And as you say, lots of silt. And give them time to drop and clear. The fish are holding off the mouths, but they will move back up maybe Sunday, Monday.
Yes. Well, I have no doubt. I mean, there'll be fish in the river tomorrow. I mean, there were guys that I spoke to today that fished the Tongariro, and as you say, it was horrendous the day before, but it did drop away very quickly and clear quite quickly. So for those that fish the lower reaches with wets, did relatively okay. So, and some people have absolutely no perception. In other words, they're not concerned by the fact that there happens to be a lot of water, colour and all those sorts of things. And many of them, fish quite happily. So, surprisingly enough, you often find that in the big river that you have little pockets of fish that are away from that main current. And you'll be fortunate enough to pick those up. So, no, fishing's going to be good over the next few days. There's no doubt about that.
Okay, that's got many anglers still around.
Unbelievable.
Oh, gosh.
Simply unbelievable.
Just keeps going.
Yes, no, it's been, it is, yeah, it'll be a very, very busy weekend on the river. And I think mainly we've been so fortunate over the last 5 to 6 weeks where most weekends, Saturdays and Sundays, have been, the forecast has been fantastic, or we've had, you know, Saturday maybe a bit of skippy rain, or Sunday a bit of rain. But generally speaking, the weekends have been really good. So, it, and people take advantage of that. So, and why not?
Just the way it's working out at the moment.
Well, we're very fortunate. I mean, it doesn't often happen like that. And as you well know, the mountains have, you know, we've had a lot of snow. The snow, the desert was closed this morning, and there was snow all the way through to Waiuru, all the way through to Taihape, and Kaimana was absolutely coated. And so the mountains will be very busy this weekend, Tauroa and Whakapapa. So there will be a lot of people around.
All right. Thank you, Stella. Excellent. Now, how do people get hold of you for information on fish in your region, please?
Just give us a call, 07386 8953, and we're open 7 days, 7 to 7. And if you're passing, pop in. More than happy to help.
All right, there's the offer, anglers. Ring Stella at the store at Tiranga Ita, right by the banks of Tauranga Taupo River, 07386 8953. Thank you, Stella. Talk to you next week.
Absolutely. Have a great week.
Thank you.
Cheers. Bye.
Stella Gordon. At the store, as I say, Turangita, right by the banks of the Tauranga Taupo River. It's literally across the road. Well, woods of State Highway 1. There you go. Okay, quick break. More fishing stuff. Fishing on Planet FM 104.6. Martin Langless, he's an interesting character. He's based in the South Island. And Martin has many years' experience as a fisherman, a fly tyer, a casting instructor, and a fishing guide. He's also very keen on Facebook and photography. Now, Martin's aim when he's fishing with a client is to be innovative, informative, friendly, and professional. That's exactly why we want to talk to him before you fish the weekend. Good evening, Martin.
G'day, how are you going?
I'm very good, thank you. You're well down there?
We're really good down here, thank you.
Okay, now, your forecast, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, into Tuesday is damn good, actually.
Yeah, I was going to say, we had a really nice rain. You know, like many people, we've had quite a mild winter down here.
Yes.
And we had a lovely rainfall last night, and then we had an early set of rainfall earlier in the week, but it's cleared up to be a beautiful day. So look, forecast looks really good for the weekend. You know, you have the high country lakes, which would be a nice option to go for. Some of them, like Lake Coleridge, closes at the end of August, you know, to allow the bulk of the rainbows to, you know, unbridledly go up and spawn.
Yep.
So, you know, that would be a really good choice. But also the major rivers that I often refer to, the Rakaia, the Waimakariri, Hurunui, the Waia, they're all in really good shape. You know, they've come nice and clear, the flows have dropped, and they seem to be stabilising quite quick.
Okay, well, that's good news because we've just been talking to Stella and Taupo Turangi.
Yes.
And Bert and Rotorua. They've had horrendous amounts of rain.
Have they?
And all the rivers at the moment are dirty.
Yeah.
Dropping them should be right by Sunday. Yeah. But
it's amazing how different it is in regions, isn't it?
Yeah, they've had a huge amount of rain.
Incredible, isn't it? South Island's been generally pretty lucky over the last few years. Yeah. You know, we haven't had those major events that you guys have.
Yeah. And you've had bugger all snow at your at Darfur.
Not a lot of snow. No, look, certainly, you know, definitely one of the mildest winters most of us have experienced. But as I say, really good for anglers. You know, the rivers are in good shape.
Yes.
You know, those braided rivers. We don't have high populations of fish in them like you do in some of your North Island streams because they are braided and they move around a lot over time and they flood and bom, bom, bom.
Yep.
But, you know, certainly some nice rainbows. You know, 1, 2, 3, sort of 4 pound in the Waimakariri. The Rakaia has some nice browns and the odd rainbow. Hiranui, some nice browns. But, you know, the rivers have gone quite springy. So, you know, good winter opportunities. I'd say this would be a real cracker weekend to get out and have a fish.
Okay. When you say rivers have gone springy, you mean winter fishing's gone? The temperatures are up a bit.
Yeah, you're onto it. It's just, look, I think we've gone quite an advanced spring down here, Colin.
Okay.
I'm tending to think we're about 3 or 4 weeks ahead.
All right.
I would say this is more like, you know, late September, to be honest.
Okay.
And that's why I say springy. I mean, I haven't seen any insects. I've actually just been on the Waimakariri just now, and, I was streamer fishing, and I didn't see any insects. But, you know, certainly, a few trout there to be had, and just... on the better days, we have encountered a few fish that have been feeding and runs and stuff. So, excellent opportunity for anglers to get out and have a wee practice and, you know, check your gear out before the season starts.
Good.
Now, I always find it's good to do that.
Well, of course. What sort of fly were you using today? Describe.
Yeah, sure. Today, what I was doing is intruder style streamers.
Okay.
Now, I'm not spay casting. I haven't learnt to spay cast yet. I'm really looking forward to it. I'm going to try and get someone to give me a lesson.
Okay.
So I'm just regularly casting. And I tend to walk quite a bit anyway, finding water, fishing through the water. I find what I was using is a white intruder that I do. And what I find with them, it's really quite good. If there's a fish there, being a white streamer, it's got a red tag, but it's primarily white.
Yes.
Has a little bit more to it than that. And the neat thing is what I do is I keep sight of the streamer a lot. So often I'm looking for fish that are going to follow or come and peck. And actually today I saw two. It was really good. One just came out of nowhere, this rainbow, and nailed it. He jumped off and went around a tree and got off. Fisherman's story. And then another one I came in and hit a peck. So I'm I wouldn't say I'm sight fishing, but I'm using quite a visual streamer and retrieving it through and keeping an eye on it. And I use this a lot, Colin, as a method for finding where fish are.
All right, yes.
Not necessarily fully catching them, but it's always fun to find you. Okay, that runs, as I say, because we've got smaller populations. So I went and had a pre-hour session on the Waimakariri just now, and I'm just home. I encountered three fish, which I'm stoked with. I'm really happy, but it's not lush.
Okay, I understand.
And for that, you've got to cover a lot of water. So, I'm primarily using streamers on a floating line, nothing sinking and hard, and it's a lot of fun.
All right, I understand. Mm. Excellent. Now, these flies are all available on your website and
For sure. I've had a sterling winter doing trout flies, a lot of them. No, I haven't really put them on a website, but people can always get hold of me and, certainly. And the intruder style, you know what I'm talking about, don't
yes,
you, where they have a stinger hook at the back?
Yes, I've seen it on Facebook.
I'm really finding them effective for hooking fish. I've had a lot of streamer experiences over the last 3 or 4 years where fish will come and peck them and you don't hook them very well or you don't hook them at all.
Yes.
And it's mainly developed for spay casting and switch casting, but I'm really enjoying using them. I'm finding I'm getting better hookups. Mm.
Okay, I understand. All right. Now, how do people get hold of you, please, Martin?
Oh, sure. You can come to my website, www.troutlands.com, or just Facebook, put Martin Langlands and you'll find me. There is another one out there in the world, but if you put fish in or trout, you'll find me.
There couldn't be another Martin Langlands.
There is another Martin Langlands. There is. He's an English guy for sure.
Okay.
And I'm friends with him on Facebook. He's a different kettle of fish. but always nice to keep in touch with someone with your same name.
That's the one. Now, I saw on your Facebook page, I think it was today, your brother has posted with your help his first trout caught on a nymph, a photo of a
way back.
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah, that was going right back into 1993 or 94. Yeah. And, classic photo. I always remember Pete was an avid spin fisherman, and often he'd come along with me, and some days he'd do really well. Other days, with the fly would be working so well, and he'd be going, And so we opted to teach him, and he got right onto it. Yeah, that photo just takes me, I love teaching people.
Yeah, no, it's good. It's lovely. Okay, so that's Martin Langlands, fly fishing in the South Island. Have a look at his website, troutlands.com. Or just have a look for Martin Langlands.
Yeah, L-A-N-G. Always welcome any contact, any questions, happy to, I don't know it all, but, certainly, I'll have an answer for most questions.
Yeah, that's the one.
And thank you very much for your time and calling. I really appreciate it.
No, we do appreciate your help.
No,
thank you, Martin.
No, thank you for all your work.
Enjoy the weekend.
You too.
Thank
bye.
You. Bye. That's Martin Langlands, fly fishing to South Island. He's a professional guide. He does it full time. Have a look at his website, troutlands.com. He's got DVDs about fly tying and fishing and stuff like that. There's all the information. Martin Langlands on Facebook. He's very good with his photography of catches and rivers and stuff like that. Okay. We're just coming up towards the end of the show. We have a very quick break and then a fly fishing quote of the week.
Okay, I'm starting.
You're hooked on fly fishing on Planet FM 104.6. We're coming up towards the end of the show, and instead of the fly fishing tip of the week, this week I've got a fly fishing quote. Quote, "The angler forgets most of the fish he catches, but he does not forget the streams and the lakes in which they are caught." That's a quote from Charles K. Fox. Thank you, Charles. Hooked on Fly Fishing is proudly supported by Rod and Reel Newmarket. Have a look at their website, rodandreel.co.nz. Hooked on Fly Fishing will be back on air next Friday at 6 p.m. Until then, good fishing.